Gavin's Corner, which is headed BBOUT, Berkshire Bucks and Oxen Wildlife Trust. Back to life, back to reality, as Soul to Soul once sang in 1989. Really? That long ago? On Club Classics, Volume 1. And so it is with the Benson Bulletin, back to writing about the everyday stuff and leaving the election madness behind. On this, my 20th article birthday for Benson Bulletin, under the auspices of Gavin's Corner, I was thinking about using my space here for Oxfordshire County Council news, but have decided to revert to the norm and just write my usual gibberish. I'm sure you'll let me know if you'd prefer the former as I bump into you all around the village. This last weekend saw a lovely event at St Helen's Church in the village for the Great Big Green Week, which was well attended and had lots to interest everyone, from nature to even getting your bike fixed. The team involved really pulled off a great event. However, this isn't what I'm going to describe here, but a little idyllic place a few miles away. My wife, who volunteers at the Sutton Courtney Environmental Centre once a month, booked us both in for a morning learning about how to be citizen scientists. This involved a lecture on nature and then touring round their lovely site looking out for and listening to all aspects of nature. Those who know me are well aware that education really was not my bag as a school kid. Surprising given that all my family are or were educationalists, and that I seem to have obtained all my knowledge osmotically. This seemed different, though, and interesting. The site itself is on the outskirts of an industrial state, not exactly where you'd expect to find a tranquil haven of nature. The buildings are ramshackle, and the whole area has a charming, otherworldly feel. The lecture introduced us to smartphone apps that can help identify and record sightings of pretty much any tree, plant, fungus, bird or insect. My favourite app was iNaturalist, which you can point at anything and in real time it tells you what is in front of you. And as you move the camera it updates itself. We got lost in the vegetation and ended up crawling on our hands and knees to bring little creatures into camera view, with our app accurately telling us what we were seeing. Utterly fascinating. For caterpillars, it even shows you the beautiful form it will become. My second favourite app was one I already had installed, the Merlin Bird ID app. For a truly mindful moment, you can sit and listen to birds chirping away. The app hears all the bird song and tells you what is present, wherever you may be. You might not be able to see them, but the app knows what's there. Whilst we were there, another group was learning how to carve wooden spoons, maybe one for another day, but definitely a place we will be revisiting, and one I thoroughly recommend to all, and that's written by Gavin McLaughlin.